It's the best country, Minnesota 93. TJ here with you on a Thursday, hanging out till 10. And back in studio with me this week is Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to have you in today. We're talking about fall prevention. This is something that I think we hear about quite a bit when it comes to folks that are a little bit older, and there's those falls that can be a lot worse for them than they are when we're a little bit younger in age. So let's talk about the fall prevention program, some of the things that you might have to pass along to us today.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that we feel strongly about, and so does the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I have a few stats here from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, but really what it amounts to is that falling is such a common occurrence. I mean, 1 in 4 older adults fall every year, but that's the crazy part about that is less than half of them are actually telling their doctors. So the numbers are a lot worse than they look. But if you fall once, chances are you're gonna fall again. That's just how it works. So what we want to do is we want to get into the home and help people to prevent that second fall. Say you go to the hospital, you're coming home, you're nervous. We want to be there to help. So we have a 3-step program that we try to help people with for this fall prevention program. And the first step really is coming into the home, assessing your needs, and doing that home inspection. And we actually follow the CDC home fall prevention checklist for older adults. So we're looking at things like floors, stairs and steps, kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms, and trying to make sure that there's not any things in the home that would contribute to somebody falling. And maybe that's taking a look at medication lists too. Is there a medication that's making somebody dizzy or unsteady? The next step is the caregiver training, and that's something that we take seriously. We have monthly training, but we also actually have pre-employment training with fall prevention that we require our caregivers to go through. And then the second piece of that is that if somebody is coming off of rehab, we can work directly with their therapist to make sure that the caregivers know the exercises that they're supposed to be doing at home to be stronger. And then finally, that third step is really keeping our RN in the know. So they're going in and they're supervising, they're doing monitoring visits to make sure that the client is progressing in the right direction.
Sometimes you just don't realize around your own home, I would imagine, the things that are probably, possible causes of a future fall. Oh. And have someone point them out to you is just all you need.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's simple things like poor lighting. Where are your electrical cords? What sort of rugs do you have in the home? But there's all sorts of different things. You know, maybe it's clutter. Maybe you just need some grab bars in the bathroom. So it's nice to have somebody come in, you know, with that checklist to make sure that there aren't some just easy things that you could be getting rid of that could really be helping out a lot.
Good advice. If we need more information from you guys at Freedom Home Care, what's the best way for us to get in touch with you?
So give us a call at 387-HOME or 387-4663, and we can set up a time to visit with you about this program. Otherwise, visit our website, freedomhomecarellc.com, and find out more about what we can do to help.
Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.